You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
As I was preparing for our message, okay, we all prepared a message. This is a message after the election. And I was preparing for this, I had a flashback of the 2004 presidential election where Brother Eddie ran for president. How many of you still remember that? Kalaban po niya si former President Gloria Arroyo, FPJ, and I still remember, yan na po yung election na sobrang na-involved po ako personally. You know, as a church, we campaigned for him. We paid for our own posters and t-shirts. We went from house to house, remote places. We bought our own food. Tapos, ine-educate po namin yung mga voters. Umaga, tanghali, gabi, under the heat of the sun. Because we're convinced that time, it was the most important election in our nation. We believe at that time that it will impact the rest of the Philippines' history. So sabi namin, talagang ito na yon, make or break. So we prayed hard, and during the election, nag-volunteer po kami para i-make sure tama po yung pagbibilang kasi hindi pa po siya computerized. And of course, after that, hindi po siya nanalo. And then, may ibang presidente, then next president. And you know, as I observe, as I look back and try to just remember what happened. Here's what I realized from my involvement there and also participation there. That political parties will come and go. Politicians will come and go. People's political careers will come and go, but the church will remain. Ultimately, the future of our nation rests in the hands of God and His people. Dati talagang yung hope po namin, nasa presidente, kailangan Christian, kailangan magaling. Ano na mangyayari sa bansa natin? But we realized, marami nang nagdaan na mga leaders, napalta na sila, but you know, the church is still here. And here's what the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And we can see from this verse, it depends on whether God's people will humble themselves, seek God, pray, and turn away from their wicked ways. And if that happens, the Bible says God will do something amazing in our land regardless of who is sitting in Malacanang. So the future of our nation rests not on a political candidate, but on God and His people. If we pray, if we humble, if we seek God, God will do amazing things in our own land. And how many of you know that's an encouraging word from God? There's a story we're going to read in the Bible. It's in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. And this is really relevant to us as a nation today. Isaiah, he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Now, King Uzziah was one of the godliest leaders they've ever had. And he reigned for 52 years. Can you imagine that? Hindi lang po 6 years. 52 years. That means that's 5 decades of stability, economic growth, peace and order. It was really one of the 5 best decades of their nation. So, kaya nung namatay po si King Uzziah, the Bible says, then he died, there was fear and there was uncertainty in the nation, in the hearts of the people. They're facing the possibility of having a leader who is not as good, who is not as wise, and not as godly as King Uzziah. In fact, sa nation po nila, sa Israel, ang history po nila, good kings will be succeeded normally by bad kings. That's why nung namatay po si King Uzziah, ang usap-usapan ng mga tao, what will happen to our nation? Well, who knows? Hindi natin alam, yung papalit bang king sa kanya as godly, as good, as wise, will he continue the reforms that Uzziah really championed the past 52 years? And there was fear, there was uncertainty. And here's what the Bible says in Isaiah 6:1. In the year that King Uzziah died, Uzziah had a vision. He saw the Lord sitting on the throne. And in times of uncertainties, whether that's uncertainties, a job, family, relationship, or if there is transition of leadership, it's very important for us to see what Isaiah saw during that time of leadership transition, that God is still seated on the throne. Nagpalit na yung government leader nila, pero si Lord pa rin, siya pa rin yung ruling and reigning sa nation natin. How many of you believe that God is still ruling and reigning in our nation? Siya pa rin po yung in charge. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to 2. It says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority, including the people who won these 2016 elections, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Yung mga nanalo po na mga leaders natin ngayon, kalooban po ni Lord yan, the Bible says. God is a God of purpose. Nothing happens without His involvement, without His authority, and without His purpose. Maybe ngayon po, yung iba sa atin dito may question, bakit niya hinayaang manalo siya? And sometimes we don't understand the purpose. You know, every time we bring yung youngest po namin, my one-year-old son, to the doctor for vaccine, and I'm trying to imagine what he's thinking. One-year-old, pag pinapaturokan po namin siya, umiiyak talaga siya eh. Siguro iniisip niya, anong klase kayong magulang? Bakit niyo hinahayaang mangyari sa akin to? Bakit niyo hinahayaan tong stranger na to? Nasaktan ako. But in his young mind, that one-year-old, he cannot comprehend what's happening. Hindi niya maintindihan bakit itong magulang niya na mahal siya, nare-wrestling siya sa umaga, niyayakap siya. Bakit niya hinahayaan masaktan ako? Hindi niya maintindihan. And you know, I'm trying to picture that the same way with our relationship with God. I'm sure sometimes meron tayong ganong experience. I've been through that at times and point in my life wherein I would pray to God and say, Lord, why are you allowing this thing to happen in my life or in my family? Why? And sometimes I would go to God. Tapos pag nag-pray ako kay God, parang nag-speak din si Lord sa akin. And I would begin to meditate on God's word. And I would begin to acknowledge that, God, you are God, I'm not. And there are things that is just too difficult for me to understand right now. But here's what I'm going to do. I will trust you and worship you. And acknowledge that you are God. I will trust that you are a God of purpose. And if you're allowing this to happen, it's because there's something good that you want to do. And that's what we can see here. And not only that, Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1, not only that he saw the Lord high and lifted up, but the train of his robe filled the temple. Okay, train of his robe. You know, during the in those days, one of the ways that kings show off their wealth and power and authority is through the clothes that they wear. So yung robe po nila, importante. Okay? Sometimes it will be filled with gold and sometimes, you know, the train of their robe, kahit yung mga kings, mas mahaba, mas powerful po. Okay, can you imagine that? You know, 2012, the Guinness Book of World Records recorded this, the longest bridal gown train in the world. Grabe. silk gown with 13,000 pearls, with meter after meter of French lace, at a cost of $446,000. Now, approximately 20 million pesos. Yung buntot pa lang po ng wedding gown. Just in case you are nagre-reklamo kayo ang mahal ng wedding nyo, can you imagine the groom, di ba? Of this bride. 20 million, yun pa lang. This thing went on for 3,000 meters or 1.85 miles long. Ang habang wedding ceremony nito, di ba? Tagal. Asan yung gown ba? How many of you know that's amazing? But still, that's nothing compared to what Isaiah saw. When he saw the Lord sitting on the throne, he said, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Probably talking about the temple of Herod, which was the biggest temple at that time. Siya na po yung pinakamalaki na building at that, in that day. If that's today, I think Isaiah would have said, and the train of his robe filled Philippine Arena in Bukawi. Or maybe the Rome Colosseum in Rome. Or maybe, sinabi niya, and the train of his robe filled Burj Khalifa in Dubai. Or Madison Square Garden in New York. Siguro, imagine the biggest building you've ever seen in your life. And Isaiah said, the train of his robe filled the temple. Here's the point of Isaiah. Isaiah was just trying to describe and show them how big God is. How many of you know we're serving a big God? God is bigger than the problem of our nation. God is greater authority and power than the president of our nation, than a general, than politician. God is bigger than our personal problem. If you have a problem today in your marriage, in your business, in your finance, in your grades, be reminded today, we are serving a big God. And maybe these things are bigger than us, overwhelming at times. That is why when faced with an overwhelming situation, the first thing we need to do is go back to God and be reminded of how big God is. Grabe Lord, na-overwhelm ako. Ang laking problema nito, pero sandali Lord, let me be still and know that you are God. You have a solution for this problem. Can you imagine? Pag ini-imagine ko nga nung, I just turned 37 years old last week. Celebrated my 37th birthday. Tapos ini-imagine ko yung journey ko so far sa mundo na to, no? From baby up to now. Ang dami ko nang na-experience na problem na looking back at that time, sabi ko, Lord, hindi ko na alam. Dead end na to. I cannot continue anymore. Grabing iyak. Grabing discouragement. May mga point ng life ko, depression na yon, hindi ko alam. Depressed na pala ako. Yung may tumutulo na lang. Wag. Hindi ko na alam gagawin ko. Sometimes I would pray to God, sumisigaw na lang ako. There's no words anymore. It's just groaning. I'll just lock myself inside the room. Tapos isigaw na lang ako, wow! Wow! What? 15, 30 minutes? Ah! Tapos pag ubus na, amen. Wala na eh. I prayed over and over again for days and weeks. I don't know what to do anymore. I just want to cry out to God. Pero ngayon, after 37 years, nung nagsa-celebrate kami ng wife ko, kumakain kami, dinner, smiling, everything's good, doing well. Parang wow, I'm convinced I'm serving a big God. There is no problem I'm going to face that I will not be able to overcome. You know why? Because I have a big God. And my God is bigger than anything I'm going to face in this world. And that's what Isaiah saw. What a reminder for us during this leadership transition in times of uncertainty in our nation. You know, in times of leadership transition, it's important for us to remain a people of faith. We need to have faith in God. Yung iba ho, iba-ibang klase ng faith, may mga tinatawag crisis faith. Nagkaka-faith lang kay God pag may crisis. Nung nasa Ubel pa po ako, pag mayroong board exam, may bar exam, grabe po ang taas ng faith ng mga estudyante. Yung mga hindi normally nagsisimba, pag nasa church, grabe makapag-worship. Crisis faith. Meron ding head faith. Marami lang alam kay God, pero pag may crisis na, hindi tumatakbo kay Lord, tumatakbo sa pawn shop. Tumatakbo doon sa mga connection kaagad, sinong kakilala natin, sinong pwedeng lumakad nito. Head faith lang. Maraming klase ng faith, but I hope what you and I have is real faith. And real faith is tested in times of uncertainties. Kanino ka kumakapit? Anong una mong ginagawa? Mag-pray o dumiskarte? Who is your God? Not only that, Isaiah chapter 6 verse 2, above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings, describing this weird angel. Six wings, with two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with the two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me!" When Isaiah encountered the presence of God, nagkaroon po siya ng realization of his real spiritual condition. I hope that's what's happening. Every time we stand before God, we realize our need for God. Grabe, Lord, I have nothing to boast or brag. And that's what he felt. He said, "Woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the King, the Lord of hosts." Isaiah and the angel saw the holiness of God. And it was so great and awesome. You know, pag binabasa ko po yung Bible, every time there's an appearance of angel, the people are, nagkakaroon po sila ng fear. Pag lumabas yung mga angel, natatakot sila. Sino ka? Ano kasalanan ko? Because, you know, angels are really massive. They're warriors. Nakakatakot. Hindi po ito yung mga angels na napapanood natin sa Hollywood na naka-diaper, matataba, na cute na, parang mga baby. How many of you know, pag ganun yung angel, hindi matatakot yung mga demonyo, di ba? Ano, laban tayo, di ba? No, angels are massive. They are warriors. That's why every time there's an appearance of angels, people are scared. But even with that, these angels that are really awesome, when they saw the holiness of God, sila mismo, they have to cover their face because it was too awesome for them. God's holiness was too great and awesome for them to gaze at. You know, ang pinaka, siguro isa na pong pinakamagandang napuntahan kong lugar, yung na-amaze talaga ako, El Nido. May nakapunta na po ba sa inyo sa El Nido? No, hindi talaga ako masyadong beach lover, no? Natutunan ko na lang sa wife ko na beach babe. Yeah. Sa Tagalog, batang dagat. Pero, nung pumunta po kami sa El Nido, I think one anniversary namin, now we're going to celebrate our 8th anniversary this year, a few months from now. And yung isang anniversary namin, nandun kami sa El Nido, nag-rent kami ng boat para go around. Grabe, amazing! Eh, pag pumupunta po kami, the water, I mean, the rock formations, and it's just awesome. There was even a place there na maliit po yung opening niya. Napapalibutan siya nitong malalaking rock, and sabi namin, ano meron dyan? So, small opening, we have to go down the boat, tapos medyo mababaw siya, we have to go inside. Tapos pagpasok namin, there's this majestic, I mean, wow! Para siyang, ang tawag nila dun, Virgin Island something. Sobrang ganda. Nasa tubig po kami. Amazing. Awesome. I've never seen anything like this before. Now, I don't know what experience. Ano na bang nakita niyo na experience na palang napamangha kayo? Siguro sa mga married dito, it's the time when your wife walked that aisle ng wedding niyo. Talagang naiyak ka pa, di ba? Napa-worship ka. Ang bait mo, Lord. Buti binulag mo siya. Siguro yung iba sa inyo, yung Holy Week, sa EDSA na nagda-drive kayo. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. I don't know kung ano yung pinaka-awesome na nangyari sa inyo, but multiply that a billion times. Probably, that's what they experience. When they saw the holiness of God, wow! God, you're holy. You know, that's my prayer, that we will have a greater revelation of the holiness of God. How many of you here, that's your prayer, that you will know God better. Lord, I pray, mas maamangha pa ako, Lord, that I will be in awe. Yung hindi ako yung parang religious person lang, I go to church and worship. Raise your hand. Higher. No, I hope we will come to a point in our Christian life, in our relationship with God, wherein every day when we stand, whether in church or in your private room, when you stand before God, grabe ang taas ng sense of awe sa heart mo. God, amazing. Thank you, Lord. Until now, I'm still amazed na sinave mo ako. I can't imagine my life if not for what Christ has done. Lord, I'm forever grateful for the cross. I hope we come to that point. I was talking to my daughter. Sabi ko, pray tayo, anak. Pray tayo for the food we ate, the clothes we were wearing every day, this house where we're living in. Nakita mo ba yung bata na nakita natin sa kalye kanina? You know, we're so used to this, but to tell you the truth, we are blessed. Every day, talaga nag-thank you, Lord, salamat sa kanin na to. Di naman ganun na, but grabe lang yung sense of awe and gratitude. Umiyak pa yan, thank you sa extra rice. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 6, then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. Now, that's really interesting kasi yung seraphim po, seraph means fire. It means this is a fiery being, an angel, a fiery being. But when he reaches in to get the coal from the altar, this angel needed to use a tong. The fire needed a tong to get the coal so that fire will not be burned. Weird. It didn't make sense to me when I was reading that. Para apoy ka na nga, gumamit ka pa ng tong, diba, to get that. But that's how awesome it was. And if you think about it, if you try to describe who God is, it just don't make sense. There's no word for it. That's why we can just worship God. No word is not enough to describe the greatness of God. And then burn Isaiah's lips in 6 verse 7. And he touched my mouth and said, behold. So nilagay po nung angel yung burning coal sa lips ni Isaiah, sa tongue niya. And it burned. And behold, this has touched your lips and your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Because Isaiah, when he was in the presence of God, God convicted with his foul mouth. Yung tongue niya, sabi niya, grabe, na-convict ako. Siguro nag-lie siya the day before that. Siguro may careless siya sa word niya. He got convicted. Lord, I'm a man with unclean lips. And when the burning coal touched his lips, the Bible says, the guilt was taken away and sin was atoned for. That's a beautiful picture of the gospel of the cross of Christ. Isaiah was cleansed, not because of what he did, but because of what God did for him. In the same way, all of us here, the reason we're here today, the reason we can say I'm righteous in before the eyes of God, the reason why the Apostle Paul can write to the churches and say to the saint in the church of Colossae or Philippi, the reason we can say you are a saint and I am a saint, It's not because of what we've done, but because of what Christ has done for us. You and me are here today because of what Jesus did for us, not because of what we're doing for Him. That's the gospel. That's what Christ has done for us on the cross. How many of you are grateful for the cross of Christ for us? That's why we can be here today. And last point I want to make in verse 8. After I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Isaiah said, "Here I am. Send me." Nung una sabi niya, "Woe to me. I'm unclean. Nagkasala ako, Lord. Guilty ako, Lord." But after what God has done for him, after an encounter of who God is, and God cleansing him, nung sabi ni Lord, "Sino pwede kong gamitin? Sino pwede kong ipadala to fulfill my purpose?" Isaiah said, "Here I am, Lord. Send me." And here's what I want you to understand. When God called you, He did not only call you and me to spend eternity with Him in heaven, but He called you and me because we have a part to play. Sabi nila, change is coming. Okay? Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, change is coming. Okay, alam mo kung sino yung mga nakangiti eh. Change is coming. But the truth is, change will not start from our president. Change should start with you and me. I like what Pastor Ferdy tweeted during the election day, May 9. He said, "Before you go to the precinct and vote, look at the mirror and remind yourself that the person you're seeing in the mirror, that's where change will start. It starts with you and me. If we want to see change in our nation, let's not just wait for one man to do it. He can't. Even though he's good, but he can't. All of us need to have that change inside of us and bring that change wherever we go. You and I have a role to play. And we should respond like Isaiah. Now that we have a revelation of who God is, what do we do with that? Just attend the service again next Sunday. Just stay there for 1.5. Yun na yun. No. What do we do? Knowing that we have a God who is seated on the throne. Knowing that we have a God who is big. Knowing that we have a God who is holy. And knowing we have a God who called us for His purpose. Our response is, "Here I am, Lord. Send me. Send me." How many of you know you can do something to bring change to our nation? We can. What do we do? You know, I saw this picture. There's a victory group happening in a burger place somewhere in Katipunan. Meron pong estudyante doon, a victory group leader, nagkakandak po siya ng victory group Bible study sa mga student. And then, Secretary Mar Rojas entered the burger place after he conceded. After the announcement and greeting Mayor Duterte as next president. After po nung press con niya, nag-crave po siya ng burger. Pumunta siya dito, nung nakita siya ng victory group, ng isang victory group natin, mga estudyante natin from Ateneo attending Victory Katipunan, when they saw our secretary, the victory group leader said, "Let's go approach him and pray for one of our leaders." Tumayo po sila, naglakas loob, lumapit. Sabi ni secretary sa kanila, "Isang cheeseburger." Paglapit po nila, sabi nila, "Mr. Secretary, can we pray for you?" And they prayed for Secretary Rojas, and it was a powerful time right there. Kaya naniniwala po kami, may hope talaga yung nation natin as we continue to disciple the students and reach the campus. They prayed for him, and after that, he stood up, had a picture with them, inusher pa sila ni Secretary papalabas, and they said, "Thank you for praying for me. I need that." You know, during the election, a lot of candidates were demonized. They were hated, they were mocked. But you know, as Christians, we're reminded that these people are not just political candidates. They are also people whom our Lord Jesus Christ died for on the cross. And God wants them to be saved. Not only them, but their family as well. And our role as a church is to pray for them, whether you voted for them or not. I have a short video here of what's our response. What should we do now after the election? What do we do now as the people of God? And after this, I'm going to invite you to stand on your feet and we're going to pray for our nation. Can we show the video, Pastor Paolo?
Hello, everyone. Now that the elections are over, allow me to give you a few thoughts from Scripture, what we can do as Christ followers. I pray that this would be helpful as we continue to believe God for His purposes to prevail in our nation, the Philippines. And allow me to give you five things that we can do according to Scripture. Number one, pray for our nation, the Philippines. In the book of Nehemiah, the nation of Israel started to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And they started with a prayer. And when we pray, God works. And how many of you know we need God's help as a people? Number two, we want to pray for healing and restoration. We're grateful and we thank God for the freedom that we have to choose for our leaders. But you know, we're called, the Bible says in Psalm 133, we're called to unity. How good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. In fact, even in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, the Bible says to make every effort to keep the unity, meaning to give it our best, to make sure that we dwell together, we keep the unity. Number three is to pray for the transition in leadership, both in the national and the local levels. You know, in Isaiah chapter 6, they were also in transition in terms of leadership. It was the year that King Uzziah died, and it was a time of peace and a time of prosperity. But at that time, they were becoming uncertain because King Uzziah, as I said, just died. But Isaiah had a vision, and the Bible says Isaiah saw the Lord seated on the throne. I love what Pastor Steve Merle said. He said, in any transition of leadership, it is important that we see that God is still on the throne. Last Sunday, Pastor Joey preached a powerful message. And this is what he said. Kings and presidents have come and gone, but the kingdom of God continues. Number four, submit to government authority. The Bible tells us in Romans 13, let every person be subject to governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Titus chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone or must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. We're not called to just submit to government authority, but we are also to pray for them. For the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. The Bible says, praying for those in authority, this is good and it pleases God, who wants all men to be saved and that they may come to the knowledge of the truth. Number five, the last one, but definitely not the least. God has called us to continue to honor God and make disciples. This is the mandate for every disciple, Christ follower, for every believer. Change cannot just happen from one person. It'll have to come from every single one of us. Each and every one of us, we all have a part to play. In our recent Me and My Dad camp, I love what Bishop Jure Mora said. The future of our nation will be affected more by what happens in our homes than who wins in the elections.
All right. Can I ask all of you to please stand on your feet as we pray for our nation? How many of you are encouraged that God's hand is upon our nation and God is working in all things for our good? Pastor Paolo exhorted us to pray for smooth transition of leadership, healing and restoration, and pray for those that won the election. So, but before that, I want to pray for the word that I preach to you. Can we just pray right now? Father, we pray today. We thank you for reminding us of who you are. That you are seated on the throne. That you are ruling and reigning over our nation. Lord, we repent if we have put our trust in a person or a candidate. Lord, we put our trust in you and you alone. You are the hope of our nation. Not human leaders, Lord, but you, God. You are ultimately our leader, our God. You said in your word, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And we are blessed because we call upon your name. So Lord, help us, like Isaiah, to see you, God, as a God who is a big God, ruling and reigning over our nation and over our lives. We pray, Lord, that you will cause our faith to increase, God, and for your peace to be upon our heart and upon our minds. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask Pastor Dave to pray for our nation. And as we pray for our nation, can you please agree with the prayer? And let's all believe that, you know, there will be healing in our nation. There will be restoration. There will be smooth transition. And let's believe that the next 6 years will be greater than the previous years that we ever had. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.